You're listening to the Kribo Shoot Podcast. On today's episode, improving the Nintendo Switch. Hey guys, a quick note before we get into today's episode. There was some news that came out after we recorded this podcast, me and Chad, and it addresses one of our complaints about the Switch, which was the lack of cloud saves. And Nintendo has released some new information about their online service, their paid online service that will start in September. And one of the benefits of the paid membership will be cloud saves. So it's not a perfect solution. I think there should be something for the people who do not pay for the online service. But if you pay the $19.99 per year, you can back up your saves in the cloud. So anyway, we just wanted to make note of that since this news has come to light. Anyway, back to the show. Welcome to another episode of the Kribo Shoot Podcast. I'm joined this week, as always, by my co-host, the Falco to my Fox, Chad.
Hey, Toads and Toadettes.
How's it going, Chad?
It's going good today. How about you?
Oh, doing great. So today we want to talk about our main topic, really our only topic, is ways that we would improve the Nintendo Switch. So our main topic today is improving the Nintendo Switch. And, you know, obviously me and Chad both absolutely love the Nintendo Switch. It's our favorite gaming system. But we're not just blind fanboys. We realize that it can also could use quite a few improvements, you know, if we really just think about it. And so that's kind of what we want to talk about today. Like, what would we like Nintendo to do to like improve the Switch, you know, through its software? You know, what are some things they could do better or add that's not there yet? And so we just came up with, you know, eight or nine here, and we'd just like to run through them together and, you know, just kind of throw some ideas out there of things that could be improved. So the first one, and it's one I think me and Chad both agree on, is we'd love for the Virtual Console to return on the Nintendo Switch.
I agree with you entirely. You know, 3DS, Wii U both have Virtual Console support, so you can get previous games that they made, great games. Something the Switch is definitely lacking in.
For sure. And also, see, Virtual Console started on the Wii, you know, and you could get NES games, Super NES games, N64 games, Genesis, TurboGrafx. I mean, they had all these games even 10, 15 years ago on the Wii. And like you said, they continue doing it on the 3DS, continue doing it on the Wii U. And there's just really been just crickets as far as, well, is it coming to the Switch? So I would love for them to bring back the Virtual Console. You know, the Switch is a pretty powerful console. I think they could do Virtual Console from everything from the NES, I would think, up to at least the GameCube.
Oh, yeah. Has the GameCube even been on any Virtual Console yet?
It hasn't so far. So, like I said, the Wii and the Wii U, they went up to the N64, but that's kind of where they stopped. And I would love... you know, the GameCube was one of the lesser selling Nintendo consoles, and you know, there's some really good games on there, and I'd love for people to get a better chance or people to get another chance to play some of those games.
Oh yeah, I've got some little cousins that are just, I mean, blown away by the Switch. I'd love for them to get a chance to experience, you know, Luigi's Mansion or the first Animal Crossing. Let them try that out.
Mario Kart Double Dash.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of games that I think that Nintendo could put out. I think they could charge quite a bit for them. I think they, you know, I would love for them to be cheap, but I would think they could put them at $19.99 and sell them, you know. I really do think so. And these games really hold up. There's a lot of good games on the GameCube. So I would love for them to do this. I know they're capable of doing it because they've done it three times already, but I guess it remains to be seen whether they will or not. I sure hope they do.
I guess we'll see.
So the next one that I have down here is voice chat through the system. You know, there's no way, just if you have a Switch and you're online, there's no way just to voice chat with your system. You can't plug a headset into the headphone jack and chat with your friends. There's just no way. Nintendo doesn't let you do that. You have to go through their smartphone app or go through a third party app like Discord or Skype or something. And I think that's a feature that's sorely lacking on the Switch.
Oh yeah, I couldn't agree more. There's some people, you know, that don't have Discord and stuff and don't really want to get it. So you can't even chat with them while you're playing the Splatoon 2 with them.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Like, I had to learn how to use Discord strictly because of the Switch and not being able to voice chat on it. I've had a PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, PS4, Xbox One, and voice chat's just built in on all those systems. I never had to go and find some other service to let me chat with my friends, you know. But once we started playing Splatoon, we were like, man, we got to chat somehow. And so, you know, to have to learn something else or to have to own a smartphone. Now, there's a lot of kids with a Switch that don't have smartphones or tablets. And I think Nintendo needs to bring voice chat to the system, honestly.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's something that's sorely lacking on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, so I hope in an upcoming update, I hope they'll do it. I don't think they should remove the ability to voice chat through their app, but I think that should be in addition to a system voice chat. So if you have the app, you can voice chat through there. If you have a Switch and you don't have the app, you can voice chat that way. And I just think that would be better overall.
Right, right. And even through the app, I think you have to be in a private battle only to voice chat.
For sure on Splatoon 2, it's they're very stingy about how you can voice chat. You know, you can't just go into a random turf war and chat with each other. It's just silly. And then on like something like Salmon Run, I'm not even sure if you can voice chat through the app. I don't think you can.
As far as I know, you're not able to. So.
Yeah, so I mean that's a mode where it's a completely cooperative mode. Like you need to be able to talk to your teammates and let them know if there's trouble or if there's something over here or over there or to look out, you know. And without voice chat, you end up just wiping, and that's no fun.
Oh, I can't count how many times I've done that.
Right. So to me, voice chat is an absolute must if Nintendo is going to keep supporting and updating the system software. I think they need to add that. Another thing that kind of goes along with that is I think you should be able to, you know, you're able to have a friends list on the Switch, which is great. And, you know, you get a notification if your friend comes on and you can go and look at what they're playing if they're online, but you can't even send them like a message. You know, you can't send them a message. You can't get in a party chat with them like you can on PlayStation or Xbox. And to me, that's another thing Nintendo needs to add.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got a lot of friends from Splatoon 2, and you can look at what they've been playing, and there's some other games I wouldn't mind playing with them, but you just can't. So
yeah, if you don't know them in real life where you can, you know, maybe text them or you know, chat with them through Discord, there's really no way to contact them. You
right.
know? So it's kind of just a missed opportunity with the friends list. Is you can have all these friends and you have no way to like message them, hey, do you want to play this game? Or hey, do you want to hop in a party and all meet up, you know, online and play something together? You just kind of hoping that maybe they'll see that you're online and join you in your game. You know, it's just kind of a toss up whether they'll see you or not.
Right. And you can send them an invite through the app, of course, but then you're only going to be in a private match again.
Exactly.
So, I mean, if you don't have enough people, that there's a problem. So
yeah,
that, and then, like you said, the messaging or thing, I'd love whenever I find a really hard power moon on Super Mario Odyssey, I'll take a picture or a video. I'd love to be able to send that to you right then.
Yeah, like, hey, I finally figured out how to do this. You
right.
know, here's a clip. You yep. know, why can't you do that? It's crazy.
Don't ask me. That's Nintendo for you, I guess.
I don't know. Kind of the dream for me is to just kind of, you know, turn on my Switch for the night, you know, decide, you know, just want to go in there and see who's on, see that Chad's on, just hit a button to join up with him at party and just say, hey, man, what are you playing, you know? And if I decide I want to join him, just hit join game, and it just bumps me right into his lobby just waiting to join him the next match. I mean, I know they could do that. The other companies do, Microsoft and Sony. It's just whether Nintendo will do it or not.
Hopefully they will. So after they've listened to this podcast, I'm sure some improvements will
yes.
be made.
Reggie, if you're listening, please implement this. So the next thing we have, and this is, I know, one, if, especially if you're kind of a pessimist like myself, that you would love to see Nintendo add, and that's cloud saves. You know, right now, your saves are on your Switch or they're on your SD card that's inserted into your Switch. And if you lose your console, or if your console breaks or whatever, you lose those saves. You know, there's no way to back them up. You can't back them up to your computer. You can't back them up to the cloud. And to me, this is a huge hole in Nintendo's service right now.
I'd hate to lose all my hours on Breath of the Wild and Splatoon 2. I don't know if I could put those hours back into it if I lost them again.
I agree. You know, you put in 200 or 300 hours into Breath of the Wild, and maybe, you know, you've got all the shrines and, you know, you're trying to collect all the Korok seeds or something. And all of a sudden, you know, you drop your Switch and you send it to Nintendo and they say, well, we couldn't recover your saves. I mean, all that progress is just wiped. I don't think I could ever play the game again, honestly, that happened to me.
That would be an absolute nightmare.
So, again, Nintendo's done this before. On the 3DS, you can save your saves to the cloud. And, I mean, that is an old system. It is very underpowered. And yet they figured out how to do it on that. So it's not a thing, well, can Nintendo do this or not? It's just whether they want to do it or not. And I really think they need to. You know, the Switch is a portable console. A lot of kids have it. You know, it may be a little rough on a system. And there needs to be a way to back up those saves.
Right. You know, a lot of these things we're talking about today are just, we would like to have it. This is something that needs to happen.
I agree. So, maybe more than anything else we talk about today, this is an absolute necessity to me for Nintendo going forward. So the next item we had that we'd both like to see would be some more apps. You know, there's very, very few apps on the Switch. You know, the two ones I can think of is they've got Hulu. So if you have a Hulu subscription, you can go on there. It's a really good app. It's great for what it is, but, you know, not a ton of people have Hulu subscriptions. And then they've got, you know, the news app. And so Nintendo will update it, you know, once or twice a day. They'll add some of their videos. I know, like, Nintendo Minute gets added on there. But that's really it. I mean, there's very little in the way of apps. And I would love to see Nintendo add stuff like YouTube and Netflix and Twitch.
Oh, yeah, same here. I've got a Netflix account, and I'm just wondering, the 3DS and the Wii U both have Netflix, and I believe the Wii still supports it as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm just wondering, you know, Switch has been out for a year already. Why isn't Netflix there? So.
Yeah, and same thing. I think the 3DS and the Wii U also have YouTube, and it's just like, man, sometimes it would be nice to be able to just pull up YouTube if you get stuck in Zelda or Mario Odyssey on a tough moon or something.
Right.
Pull up a guide, you know, and then pop right back into the game. It'd be very handy.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
And again, for younger kids who don't have a tablet or a smartphone, you know, something like a YouTube app, I mean, it would make it a really, really handy thing to have if it was kind of your only electronic device.
Oh, yeah. And the Twitch app would also be great.
Oh, yes.
Since one of our friends has been doing a lot of that recently, I'd love to be able to watch them on my Switch, you know.
Yes, that'd be great. And especially if it would kind of could give you a notification when a friend is streaming on Twitch, you know, hey, just pop on over there. Check it out for a little bit, and then hop back into your game.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I agree. So I would love for more apps to come to the Switch. And it doesn't just have to be these three. I think these are maybe probably the three biggest ones. But I'd love to see all kinds of different apps on the Switch eventually.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, so the next wish we have is for an achievement system. This is one you came up with, Chad. And, you know, I hadn't thought about it, but it is a great idea. I would love for there to be an achievement system kind of like on Xbox or how PlayStation has trophies where, you know, kind of give you an incentive to try to do certain things in games to get all the achievements or trophies. I would love Nintendo to do this.
Oh yeah, I'd love to be able for people to realize, hey, I've got all 999 Power Moons, you know, I've got an achievement
yes.
beside my name, or hey, I've hit 1,000 splats in Splatoon, just anything like that, you know.
Exactly.
I think that would be cool.
I've won 10 Splatfest, you know.
Right,
or
that'd be great.
I've collected all the Korok seeds in Breath of the Wild, you know. There might would just be a 1% or less of people would have that one, but it would be so cool to have it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
If you put in hundreds of hours to do something crazy like that, to have a little achievement there for it would be cool.
Right. I mean, all they have now is just tell you how many hours people have in the game. And if somebody has, you know, 300 hours in Breath of the Wild, more than likely they've done a lot of stuff. But I'd like to know how many shrines have you got done? How many
Korok
seeds?
Yeah, so, you can see, hey, this person, like you said, has put 300 hours in the game, but what have they done in it? You have no way of knowing unless you know them personally and can talk to them about
exactly,
it.
Yep.
So something like an achievement system, I would just love that. I'm kind of a completionist anyway, so I'm just kind of thinking in all my favorite games what achievements they could have. And I think it'd be fun. You could kind of compete with your friends to see who gets this achievement or that one. So,
oh, yeah.
Again, I'd love Nintendo to add this.
Mm-hmm.
Next one I have, and this is kind of a just a minor wish, but I really wish that Nintendo would add the ability to use Bluetooth headphones with the Switch.
That would be great. I mean, all the smartphones and stuff, we use Discord to communicate
Right.
with Splatoon 2, and you can get Bluetooth headphones for your smartphone, of course, but Switch doesn't support anything like that at all. So
I've got a pair of Apple's AirPods and I love them. They're my favorite headphones I've ever had in my entire life, and I use them with everything except for the Switch. I would love to just be able to pop these in my ears when I'm playing my Switch in handheld mode and get, the full sound, but I can't use them. They're completely wireless, they're only Bluetooth, so they're useless for the Switch. And I just don't see why Nintendo doesn't enable this. The Switch has Bluetooth, the Joy-Cons use Bluetooth to connect wirelessly, the Pro Controller uses Bluetooth. I don't know why they won't do this, and I really wish they would add it in the future.
Oh yeah, I've got a pair of the Arctis 7 headphones
Yes.
and the SteelSeries, and I've got wires everywhere except going to my face. I've got the headphones themselves are wireless, but I've got wires coming out of my Switch, wires coming out of my phone, all tied in, and I mean it's just the wires everywhere, and it's really
Yeah,
a pain.
it is. I hate, we live in 2018. We've got our wireless controllers, we got our wireless internet going to our Switch, and yet we've got our headphones with still wired to our Switches. And it just, I just think that enabling Bluetooth headphones, almost everybody at this point has some Bluetooth headphones, and it sure would be nice to be able to use them on the Switch.
Oh yeah, I couldn't agree more.
So moving along, we've got two more here, and the next one is themes. Right now, Nintendo, if you go into settings, you can change your background to be white, or you can change it to be black. Which, hey, I'm glad they gave you that choice at least. But I really wish they would add more themes, more colors. Chad, would you be interested in this?
Oh yeah, mine is currently black right now because I was getting tired of the white one for so long, but now I'm about
Right.
tired of the black, so I'll probably switch
Exactly.
back. But yeah, I would love, just put in blue or something,
Yeah,
or
what's wrong with red,
right, blue, red, just any other colors would be great. And I'd love some character theme ones, maybe an
Yes.
upcoming Smash Brothers theme or just a Splatoon theme. That would have to be mine, but
Yes, I would love that.
that'd be so cool. So and even the 3DS supports this, and I mean that's like you said before, that's an old console.
Right,
So
yeah, and there's, if you go on the 3DS to the theme store, I mean, there's just, like, I think there's probably hundreds of themes. You can find them for anything. Like, I have a Splatoon theme for my 3DS, which Splatoon is not even on. They've made a Splatoon theme for that. Yet on my Switch, it's, well, do you want black or do you want white?
right, oh
Those are your two choices.
that's messed up.
I agree. So I would love for them to do themes. I think it'd be cool to have little custom sound effects and custom icons.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know, I'd love for them to do themes. I think they could even charge a little something for them, 99 cents, $1.99, and I would sure buy a
Oh,
few.
I would go broke probably, so.
Yeah, so come on, Nintendo, take our money. And then lastly, last but not least, we've got, I would love for there to be a better activity tracker on the Switch. Right now, you can go onto your profile or onto your friends' profiles, and you can see the games they've played. But that's about it. I mean, you can see that they've played a game, and it rounds up, every 5 hours or so. So it'll say, Chad has played Mario Kart about 35 hours or whatever. And that's all that there is to it. And that's all to your profile. It'll say you've played Mario Kart about, 15 hours or whatever it may be. And on the Wii U and the 3DS, like, they had an activity app showing you everything possible that you could want to know about the games you've played and how long you've played them. And I just would love for Nintendo to add that on the Switch.
Oh yeah, I would get a lot of enjoyment out of that, and yeah, I can't believe they have so much stuff included on the 3DS still that's not over to the Switch, so.
Yeah, I love how fast the Switch runs. I think it's the fastest, like, the operating system on the Switch, I think, is the fastest they've had on any console. The Wii U was incredibly slow.
Oh yeah.
Anyone who has a Wii U knows you click on an icon or on an app and you just wait and wait and wait for it to open up. And the 3DS was incredibly slow too. And the new 3DS and the new 2DS are a little faster, but they're still pretty slow, way slower than the Switch. And the Switch is super fast, but it's just like, you know, I think one of the reasons why it's so fast is because you can barely do anything on it. And I wish I would even sacrifice a little bit of speed if they would implement some of these things like the themes and the activity tracker and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, those were our ideas of some improvements for the Switch. Like I said, it's our favorite console. We're going to keep playing it, whether they implement zero of these or all of these, but I really hope that they do. I think there's a lot of room for improvement on the Switch and ways that we can enjoy it even more. And so those are our ideas. And that's going to do it for today's episode. So just a few notes here before we close. I'd love for everyone to please visit our show page at anchor.fm/KariboShoePodcast. You can go there and there's links to subscribe wherever the show is available. You can also listen to the show there. So please go and visit our show page. Please also subscribe to the Karibo Shoe Podcast on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes. You can listen. You can also listen on Pocket Cast or Overcast on Android and iOS respectively. And you can listen through the Anchor app on both iOS and Android. It's a free download. You can find our podcast on there. You can listen there. Also, if you enjoy the show, please rate us on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts, as it helps the show out. And lastly, please follow us. We're on Twitter at Karibo Shoe Pod, and we're on Instagram at Karibo Shoe Podcast. Once again, thanks for listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast, and we will see you next episode.